Eric Hobsbawm, one of Britain's most influential historians, has died. One of Britain's most influential historians, Eric Hobsbawm, has died in London at the age of 95. Born to Jewish parents in Egypt in 1917, the year of the Russian Revolution, Professor Hobsbawm's life and works were shaped by his commitment to radical socialism. His books, which explored the broad sweep of modern history, from the French Revolution to the Arab Spring, were translated into more than 40 languages. The Labour leader, Ed Miliband, paid tribute to his achievements, saying he'd brought history out of the ivory tower and into people's lives. Nick Higham looks back at the life of one of the country's leading intellectuals.
To his admirers, Eric Hobsbawm was one of the 20th century's greatest historians. To his critics, he was a communist and one-time apologist for Soviet tyranny, who never fully changed his views, even after the Soviet invasion of Hungary in 1956. His father was British, his mother Austrian, and he was orphaned in Berlin at the age of 14, just as Hitler was coming to power. He came to Britain, studied at King's College, Cambridge, and eventually became Professor of History at Birkbeck College in London. In his trilogy, The Age of Revolution, The Age of Capital, and The Age of Empire, he wrote the history of the 19th century. In The Age of Extremes, he wrote the history of his own times. As a Marxist, he believed historical events were driven by economic changes, and he retained his Communist Party card until the 1990s, and besides his academic work and his political activism, he was a football lover and part-time jazz critic.
Tributes have been paid to one of Britain's most influential historians, Eric Hobsbawm, who's died at the age of 95.